Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Prosen is here, too. Bob is he's one of the great members of our Brain Trust. More than 8 years he's been hanging out with us. President and CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement. Author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. That's an award-winning book. He's the creator of the training program, the Small Business Accelerator. And he's our good friend, Bob Prosen. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always, Bob. You know, Bob, one of the things that I've said to my audience many times over the last 20-plus years, and to individual business owners long before that, surprises are for birthdays. Surprises in business are not good. Surprises are only good for birthdays. And business owners shouldn't have surprises, or they at least should try to minimize it, because if most of the time the surprise is not good, it's a bad surprise, it's an expensive surprise, and even if it winds up being a good one, something just fell in your lap, well, that was just dumb luck, and that's not a business model. What do you think?
How true that is. You know, Jim, I work with a lot of small businesses and family-owned businesses, and I was reflecting back in preparation for our discussion this morning of what's really going on out there. And although business is really good, the surprises are amazingly troublesome of what's happening inside of my clients, some of my clients these days, whether they be financial surprises, morale, engagement surprises. We could pull some of these apart, Jim.
Wow.
Communication surprises, turnover, the whole issue of abdicating versus delegating. You know, things are getting good, so business leaders are taking more time off, and things aren't happening the way they want them to when they're gone. I think there are some blind spots with some leaders. They haven't shored up their staff in areas where the leader themselves may be a little bit weak. They don't have the right kind of talent around them. All of these things are happening, and I thought it's probably good to bring it up so that people are aware of this. And don't get hung up in the euphoria of great business today and then find yourself in trouble tomorrow.
Do you think they held on so tightly for what I'm calling the lost decade, where they held on just to survive, and when we were, you know, the economy was growing at barely at 2% or less, and you know, things were really tough for a long time. You think they were holding on so tight during that time and learning how to run the business with austerity, that when things opened up a little bit, they kind of forgot how to hold on to a bigger operation? Maybe they sort of relaxed. It'd be understandable to kind of feel like you needed to take a breather, you know. Hey, man, it's been 10 years. Don't I deserve a breather?
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. A lot of truth to that, Jim. Businesses that survived that last 8 to 10 years, they figured out how to actually make money. And they got pretty serious about understanding all the applications of their business. And then with this tremendous growth over the last couple of years, what you see is that new people are joining the organization. Maybe it's hard to find people, so we're bringing people in that maybe aren't as qualified as we would like.
That's one
problem.
The
impact that this is having. Yeah, the impact it's having on businesses is profound.
Well, the thing that they're doing in responding to the economy is right. But to not expect it to change your organization in some way is, and for that change not to have to be managed, that's the mistake, isn't it?
It is a big mistake. And let's take a real for instance here. Everybody's working hard, putting in lots of hours. Business is good. We're trying to find people in a very tight market. It's very hard to find good quality.
It's the national business owners crisis.
It really is, Jim. That's a good way of saying it. And then what's happening is that people are working such long hours, and they're giving up a lot of their personal freedoms just to meet the business demands morale and engagement has begun to drop.
Mm-hmm.
And people are turning over faster than they had in the past because the opportunities to leave are real.
And you can't you can't afford that. You cannot afford that. I wrote about that this weekend in my newsletter. I've been talking about it for 6-8 months. I've been warning people that this is a time when you're going to have pressure on your key people to leave, whether you're mismanaging them or other people are poaching them. You got to hold on.
And it's happening. Your article is spot on. I mean, we are in the middle of it with a couple of my clients where some key people surprisingly left. And the hole that creates, particularly if you don't have good bench strength and you haven't been developing other people, mm-hmm. you've just been relying on the folks you've always relied on, all of a sudden now you've got a big hole in your process. And your financials feel it, your customers feel it, the rest of the employees have to pick up the extra work. So you have to be very aware of the morale and engagement level of your team and don't mm-hmm. get disconnected. Even if times are hard, I mean, people are working big hours and they're trying to meet deadlines and clients are very demanding, we still have to take care of our people.
Yeah. Do you think some people, some owners and managers, their people hung in there with them so long, partially because they couldn't get they were afraid to go anywhere. There wasn't another opportunity for them. So they hung in there with what they had. And when things opened up, when it became more of a seller's market for them, do you think maybe the owners got surprised when their people said, "Hey, I got another opportunity. I'm out of here."
There's no doubt they've been surprised. And they've been floored, actually, on a few of these that I've seen. These are key people, Jim, that have been in the business for a long time. People you believe you really know. They went off and they did other things. Now, more power to them, more success for them and their families, but how it leaves the business owner is in a huge lurch. Putting temporary people in, finding partial-time financial people to help you out, looking for a good salesperson. You don't just do that in a week. It takes months to find the right kind of salesperson. These are very, very challenging things for companies. And it's tremendous stress on the owner.
One of the comments I made in my newsletter this weekend was that imagine your key person comes to you today and says, "I've had a new offer." Then look at what they're making, what you're paying them, and imagine how much you would pay them to stay. Or imagine what you would have paid them if you could have known about this before. You would have given them a raise the day before yesterday, would have been whatever you would have been willing to pay to keep them. Maybe that's what you need to be paying them now before they come and tell you. What do you think, Bob? Think about that. We'll let you come in on the other side of the break. I need your website quickly, Bob.
www.bobprosen.com.
Check it out, folks. The book is called Kiss Theory Goodbye. As I told you, he's a smart guy. He's going to have more to come for it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.